we were in the class. I was in the same building where the shooting happened. We're in a classroom connected to the one. There was actually a door connecting the two classrooms, and we heard a loud pop. It sounded like somebody took a desk and threw it on the floor. We thought a fight was breaking out. We didn't know it was anything too serious. We're all just kind of quiet, just waiting for something to happen. Our teacher actually went over to the door that, I guess, would lead into the other classroom, and said, "Is everything okay in there? Is everybody okay in there?" And a little bit more silence. It was kind of awkward, just waiting, and then heard about four or five more shots in a row. And at that point, somebody said, "Those are gunshots." So we all kind of shook everybody, and everybody just left the classroom, just kind of bolted.
Just to repeat, because this is a cell phone line, in case people couldn't hear everything you were saying, the first bang, you thought maybe it was a fight, somebody banging a desk, the teacher went to the door, you heard four or five more shots, and you say everybody bolted. What happened then?
We all left the classroom. I just went. I just ran as fast as I could. I've never ran that fast in my life. Everybody was running on the lawn in different directions. People were trying to warn other people, saying, "Get out, leave. There's a shooting. There's a school shooting." Everybody just kind of ran. I went down a hill towards the back of the campus to hide.
How long were you there?
About 15, 20 minutes before I came out and realized that the police were there and it was safe.
And what was going through your head during those 15, 20 minutes?
Honestly, I thought I was done. As I was running from the classroom, I heard more gunshots, and I thought it was the end. That's about it.
When did you reach your wife to let her know you were safe?
My wife, she's actually moving down today, so she's not with me yet. She's actually on her way down from Portland.
But I'm sure you were able to get her on the phone at some point, and I'm sure she was really relieved to hear your voice.
She was. She was extremely relieved. Everybody was. My phone was kind of blown up. But it's definitely good to... it's good to be alive. I'm very thankful to be just breathing after all that. Good to talk with people.
Well, Brady Winder, I'm so sorry for what you've gone through today. I'm glad you're safe, and I appreciate your talking with us.
No problem. Just ask everybody keep their families and parents in your prayers, definitely.
We're thinking of you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.